Off with a look at Sandown, and joining us on the line is the Sandown track manager, Tim Bailey. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
Heavy eight conditions for the Lakeside course today, and a heavy nine for the jumps track. A fair bit of rain in the last week.
Since Tuesday night it first came in, we were probably bordering on a good three on Tuesday. It was quite dry and firm and had 40 millimetres since then, including 1.4 late yesterday afternoon. So that's just kept us in the heavy eight. Yesterday I was thinking if we got no rain, we would have been back to a soft seven, but just kept us into the heavy eight for the flat racing. And I think there's some chance of an upgrade to a soft seven. It's certainly no worse than an eight. And obviously we basically had some rain for 15, 16 hours, so there's not that water sitting on top. So I think it should race pretty well, and you won't need to look for the real bog trackers.
And the jumps course will race as a heavy nine up the hill?
Yeah, look, it's probably in past 10 going up there even. There's no drainage in most of that track going up the hill. The majority of the races run on the outside of the course proper, and that's in the eight range. So it just sort of took the middle ground of a heavy nine rating, but certainly sections going up the hills are heavy nine/heavy 10. So you'll certainly need them hard bit jumpers going up that hill. For the 3900 races, they go over at 1.5 times, so that'll be certainly testing ground going up there.
And a cutaway rail in operation today?
Yeah, look, it's something we actually spoke about 2 years ago, trying to experiment, and we sort of never followed through with it. What we found, Brendan, going back about 5 years ago now, we realigned a home turn on the Lakeside track. We had issues and with the track, and then they felt the turn was a bit tight, so we realigned, and we lost 5 metres of width on the Lakeside circuit. Which means now from the Lakeside from True to Hillside True is only 12 metres. So what we're finding, we're getting extensive marking from Lakeside races in the Hillside circuit. And so today, with the rail at nine, if we left it there without a cutaway coming down the straight, there's only 3 metres to Hillside True where we ran last week. And there's extensive marking there, from a wet track a week and a half ago. So, we sort of applied for permission from the authorities and never granted it. We felt today was the day to trial it, with the five race split card. Trial it, certainly not planned to use it all the time, but we'll trial it today and see how it goes. And if it's felt that it really affects the racing pattern, well, we'll probably can it going ahead. But if it works okay, maybe we'll look at once or twice a year when in the right circumstances, we may use it again.
Yeah, just something not we see in Victoria all that often, but frequently used in other states around the country.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so basically, when they come around the 400, the rail's out at 9 metres, and then there's a cutaway back into the True, so that's a 9 metre cutaway. So I'd say in the front straight, they'll either hold their line, they'll come around the 9 metres, and you could either hold your line and you're on even ground, or they'll duck back to the inside. So it's always going to be reverse racing in a way where normally, obviously, you see horses come off the back, peel off the back, and come to their outside. Well, I think mainly today you'll find the opposite. They'll come from behind and duck back to the inside. So, yeah, we understand it's different and unique, but probably with the heavy racing schedule ahead here at Sandown, we thought it was worth a go. Hopefully it works well. We'll review it this afternoon.
Looking forward to the action today, Tim. Thanks very much for your time this morning, and good luck and safe racing today.
Thanks, Brendan.
Tim Bailey there, joining us on the line from Sandown. Joining me to preview the program is Harry White. Harry, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
How have we found this Sandown program? The jumps get us underway. A couple of real traditional races on the Victorian calendar, races with plenty of history. Have you been able to find one for us in the jumps races?
Yeah, I think so. I think we have to shoot fairly straight for the majority of the card, but there's some competitive flat races later on in the day where one at odds might pop up.
First event on the program is a benchmark 120 hurdle over the 3,400 metres. There are six to run. There are no scratchings. And Michelin off his very good win at Sale, $2.10. Diamond Star Halo, $2.90. Flying Age at $7. So Belafonte, who was brilliant at the Bull, $7.50. Then Mr. 111, $14. Who do you like in the first, Harry?
Playing it safe, Brennan, to kick off the card in market order, but with the favourite Michelin. Quite liked how he won last start in a similar profile of race, and based on that effort, I simply think he has the measure of these to beat Diamond Star Halo. The obvious danger, he's yet to miss the Quinella in four runs when racing over the jumps and was only narrowly beaten last start. Shane Jackson sticks on, who has a good affiliation with that horse, and as far as jumps jockeys go, he's generally my go-to. Number four, Flying Agent, finished a length off Diamond Star Halo last start and has a kilo weight swing in his favour. And so Belafonte was a last start winner of a maiden hurdle and looks the standout to fill fourth spot. 2, 3, 4, 5.
2, 3, 4, 5 from Harry in the first. I think there's a nice bit of value here in the first of the jumps races. I'm with number four, Flying Agent. He was really solid at Warrnambool. His first run over the jumps for the season extends out to 3,400 metres today, which is only going to be in his favour. His win at Ballarat on National Day last year was super over this trip, ploughing through heavy ground. Tim mentioned that there are spots climbing the hill that are in the heavy 10 range, so it's going to be testing. You'll know he'll get through it. I think he's tremendous value here at $7 to beat number two, Michelin. He was really good at his jumps return at sale. He'd been suggesting that he was ready to go with his trialing. He won really well there, beating Scholarly. You have to trust him, though. He can get there and sometimes not go on with it. Diamond Star Halo, she was good at the ball, has to stretch to 3,400 and get through the heavy ground. It's going to be a tough ask. Didn't mind the trial recently as Solivier, a newcomer to the Tony Rossellini stable, by Razor Flag, who's a bit of a boom jump at the moment, comes to the hurdles for the first time. I think he might be good enough to run on into fourth placing, 4, 2, 3, and 6 in the benchmark 120 hurdle. Race number two, first of the features, it's the Australian hurdle. There are no scratchings, and Runaway is the favourite at 2:30. Woodsman 5, Riding High 5:50, Ancient King 6, Robbie Star 7, Gobstopper 8:50, Mystic Prince the only one not given a chance at $51. Who are we tipping in the Australian hurdle here, Harry?
Well, my top four here were the first four finishes at the Bull at the beginning of the month. Gobstopper just edged out Runaway on that occasion, with Ancient King closing off well for third ahead of Robbie Star. So now that I've mentioned them all, I'm going to swap that order around a little bit and side with some value in the top weight Ancient King. He's only a small horse, but I liked how he finished off last start, and he actually won the Grand National here over this trip a few years back on Heavy Nine Going, so that reads well for me, seeing as they jump up from the 2 miles since last time they met, and you know he'll get through the ground. Runaway in for second. He was challenged early by Woodsman and was gallant in defeat. Had a run on the flat listed in flat listed company since, but that horse, the horse is flying in the jumps, and I mentioned Shane Jackson earlier, who rides here. Gobstopper won last time they all met, so has to go in the mix based on that. And Robbie Star in for fourth again. 1, 3, 2, 6.
I'm going to go with Robbie Star here. Number six would have liked a little bit wetter on the flat course when they come down the hill, but climbing the hill twice, he gets wet conditions, he really relishes them, and this is where he comes right into calculation in the really wet ground. Little concerned back end of 3,900, but he'll be given the patient ride by Horner, and he'll be strong late. One Ancient King in for second, as Harry outlined. He's a national winner here over this course and trip and in wet ground. He's run at Warrnambool with the big weight, was good. He excels when he gets out over a little bit more ground. Just the 17.5 at the back end of 3,900 might be a little concern. I think Riding High can figure here. The novice, both his hurdling runs have been really good. He'll get through the ground. He's a real chance in this. And then three, Runaway, he'll be up on the speed. He's running the Ramsden, was tough. Gobstopper got him at the ball, but it's going to be hard carting up this hill twice and trying to lead at a good gallop like he likes to do. 6, 1, 7, and 3 for me in the Australian hurdle. The Australian Steeplechase is race number three on the program. There are no scratchings here. The favourite, Slowpoke Rodriguez, 2:50. George the Fifth, 3:50. Shamal, the former Kiwi, 480. Bit of a Lad, 7. Luke, 750. Who are we tipping in the chase, Harry?
With the fave, Slowpoke Rodriguez, ran on from a mile back in the Broly last start. It was a sound effort for mine. Likes this track, having placed in two or three runs here. One of those runs was a very narrow second to Wells, so that reads well. He's the one to beat, ahead of number six, George the Fifth, with a noticeable lack of any sort of speed. I reckon he gets a comfortable run on the pace and was a good winner last start. Bit of a Lad, finished fourth in the Grand Annual last start and will be suited to stepping back in trip, I'd think. And I've thrown in number four, Lucas, as next best. But with the favourite again, 3, 6, 1 and 4.
3614 for Harry. I'm going with number two, Shamar. Last two seasons that he's been fresh over the fence as the former Kiwi, he's won 1-1 and been narrowly beaten in the other. Both first up over this trip and in wet conditions. He has to carry the big weight. I think he's going to be right in contention here. Amy McDonald's team going really well. Pateman takes the ride. His only run we've seen here in Victoria was in the National at Ballarat last year, where he dropped the rider after a mistake at the first fence in the straight on the first round. I think he's only going to improve on what he does today, but I think he's good enough to beat them. Six in for second, George the Fifth. Bit of a novice at the Caper, but he was really dominant at Warrnambool last time out over the 3,400 metres. His flat form suggests that he's right on the button. Is it a little bit too soon for him? I'm not sure, but with the 66 kilos, he gets his chance. Slowpoke Rodriguez gave them a massive start at the Bull. He ran on well. His flat form leading into that chase start was really good, but you've just got to trust him. He can make mistakes under pressure, and he can get there and sometimes not go on. He should have beaten Wells in that run here in the crisp last year. He just wasn't able to get past him. And then Luke's, he was really good in the Briley. He beat Slowpoke Rodriguez home, but a bit of a swing in the weights to favour Slowpoke Rodriguez there. 2-6-3-4 in the Australian steeplechase. We switch to the flat now on the lakeside, and the two-year-old fillies are up next in the fourth. Scratching is seven. Favourite Aidensfield, $2. La Mexicana at $2.80. Sol Obsession, $5.50. Starella at $8.50. Who do we like here, Harry?
I don't think there's much between the top two in the market. Both won on debut and have individual merits. Leaning the way of number two, La Mexicana, who had a soft win on Heavy Eight going at Ballarat. She seems quite progressive. Jamie Carr sticks on. I was with her on debut, and there's no reason to jump off. Ahead of number one, Aidensfield. Jumped out nicely prior to a debut win when decent odds at Caulfield. She had the run of the race there, and there's no knock on her other than she gives her opposition at least 2 kilos. Number three, Soul Obsession, won well first up two back when supported in the market. Then was a bit keen last start. Fitter here, drawn the inside gate, so no work for an on-pace run. She's the clear third pick. And I'll throw in the Denny O'Brien debutante Starrell, who's jumped out okay for fourth. 2-1-3-6.
2-1-3-6 from Harry. Carbon copy for mine. La Mexicana, really impressive at Ballarat. Got through the conditions well and gave the impression that she's a very handy filly to beat. Aidensfield had plenty go her way when she won on debut there at Caulfield, but got through the wet ground. Soul Obsession, a heavy track winner before going to Adelaide, and then six-star Rella Oliver and O'Brien team up with the filly on debut. 2-1-3-6 for Harry and myself in race four. Race five gets the quaddy underway, a 2100 metre event. And the scratchings here are 4, 5 and 8. So just the small field to contest here. Declares Wall 320, Clementina 360, Kiss and Cry 370, then Sentimentalist at $4.20. Punters having a little bit of a tough time sorting these three out at the top of the market, Harry.
Yeah, you could make an excuse for all four of them. I'm putting all four in the quaddie. Clementina on top for me. She made good ground late to get third at the Bull last start. That was on the back of a win here at Track and Trip. She beat Indiana Lily that day, who's since won two on the trot, so that reads quite well. Damien Oliver's been on her back the last three runs, so knows the horse well. Some of the other ones carry more weight than her, so expect her to be strong late. To beat Declares War, had excuses last start, put a line through that run. Ran well prior, finishing about two lengths off the winner, and my third pick, Sentimentalist, who he meets better at the weights this time around. Sentimentalist 1-2 on the trot before an okay run last start on Heavy Going. I guess that's a bit of a query, but he makes his own luck from up front. And Kiss and Cry was a good winner at Hillside last start over 1,800 metres, up to 2,000 metres now. She probably has the best soft and heavy credentials out of all of them, I think, and is a must for the quaddy. 7-3-2-6.
7-3-2-6 from Harry on 7-6-3-2. Clementina, good win here. Two starts back with Ollie on. Went back to the inside there at the Bull in a race where the form's been really strong. Sasco bounces out of that and wins yesterday in Nashville Sound, who was runner-up to Sasco in that race, ran well as well yesterday, all on wet ground. I think she'll get to the outside. She'll be powering on. 7, Clementina for me on top of Kiss and Cry. Has to make the step up in grey, but she was good late on the soft 7 last time on Hillside. 3 three declares war, comes back off a Waterville Cup run, and Sentimentalist in for third. Was a good win two starts ago on the good four, and he just sort of held his ground there in the wet conditions at Caulfield last time, but I don't think he might have too many problems in filling fourth billing today. 7.632, race number five. Race number six on the program. This is a 64 over 1,300 metres. The emergency's 15 and 16 not required. This is a real toughie. Zushak 550, Cordilla 550, Evening Glory 750, Ascariot 850, Jolly Sailor 850, Zavira at 10, and Lay-By $11, Truffle House at 12. Almost a field job in the quaddie, isn't it, Harry?
Yeah, it's a really competitive race. Because of that, I'm siding with a value runner, number one, Truffle House, who's been freshened since a first up win as a gelding before a good run at Bendigo thereafter. He's had a jump out in the interim. He stood in the stalls and was slowly away, but found the line well. I guess that's probably the gripe with him. He doesn't begin well, but winkers go on up to 1,300 metres is ideal, and he'll handle the racing surface and keeps his weight relative with a 2 kilo claimer aboard. Ahead of number three, Zushak, was good on heavy going first up, won his only second up run and maps for the run of the race. Evening Glory for third after 2 second placings of late. He was very strong late on both occasions. I'd like to see them utilise a good draw and race slightly more forward. And number two, Iscariot, is resuming. Jumped out well for his new stable. Two from two first up and has the early speed to overcome a wide gate and race on pace. Noting the winkers go on and it's Brett Preble's only ride for the day. 1-3-5-2.
1-3-5-2, just to outline how much of a tough race it is. None of Harry's four men feature in my four. I've got 8, 13, 6, and 7. I'm with Lay-By. I like the win at Bendigo through the heavy conditions. Got the luck to go its way. Has to carry the 59 kilos, but I think he shows some promise. The Savabeel gelding to beat number 13, Zavira. Liked the effort Hillside last time out. Was a good win at Pakenham the run prior. 6, which is Jolly Sailor, untested in the ground, that gets the kilo and a half off for Poi, who's riding well. Absolute certainty beat at Donald last time out when it was just held up back on the fence. He'll get his chance today. And then 7, Obi, 8, 13, 6 and 7 in a real tough second leg of the quaddie. Race number 7 on the program. This is a benchmark 70. It's over 1,200 metres, scratching 6, 8, 14 and 15. This one looks a little bit more straightforward. Galena $1.95, $6.50, Memphis Rock and Racktop, then Forbid Me Not and Zidane at 11.
Yeah, I think Galinas is the one with the most upside here, coming off a good Cranbourne win first up. I concede there is a little bit more depth here, but he's a horse that knows how to win. Billy Egan sticks on, who's in outstanding form, maps to get every chance. He goes on top to beat number 5, Memphis Rock. Was sound enough at Hillside last start after notching up 2 on the trot over this trip, so back to 1,200 metres today is ideal. He has the early speed to overcome a wide gate and sheds 3 kilos off his back with a claimer engaged. Number 10, Racktoff, maps as the likely leader and relishes heavy going. Her best would be good enough, I'd think. And number 7, Forbid Me Not, is mixing form a little bit lately, but I won't be leaving out of my longer quaddie. 9, 5, 10, 7.
9, 5, 10, and 7 for Harry. I'm 9, 10, 7, and 5 with Galinas. You had to be impressed with what you've seen at Cranbourne last time out. He's handled the conditions before in Tassie. I think he's just the best bet of the day to beat number 10 in Racktoff. He's going to be the one Galinas is trailing, you would think. He gets through wet conditions. 7, Forbid Me Not, didn't have a great deal of luck at the Bull last time out. And then 5, Memphis Rock. 9, 10, 7, and 5 in race number 7. Last event on the program. We run over the 1,400 metres. It's a benchmark 78. Scratchings here 1, 4, 11, 12 and 15, and the favourite is number 14 in Paperboy for Oliver and John Price, $4.60, Fragment 5 with Simply Optimistic, Strategic Phil 550, Sonorine 9, Flying Sardine 10, Ballet Master at 11.
Yeah, I'm with number 6 Fragment here. I've liked what he has done in 2 races this prep since being acquired by the Patrick Payne stable. Back up to 7 furlongs will suit, and he maps to potentially race more prominently from a good draw. Could be, well, the way I've seen it, Patrick Payne could take out half the card here today. To beat Paperboy, he's just super consistent and handles all racing surfaces. In a fairly open race, I can understand the favouritism. Simply Optimistic worked home well over the trip at Caulfield last start. Hit the line strongly in the race prior to his one win since coming across the ditch was on heavy going, and Sonnery is one at a price I'm throwing in the quaddie as a knockout chance. Generally races well here. 6, 14, 8 and 10.
6-14, 8-10 from Harry on with 9 Strategic. Phil was batting up for him at Caulfield last time out. Didn't get the breaks when he needed it. Confident enough that it'll get through the ground. And as Tim Bailey outlined, by this stage of the day, we could be on a soft 7. He's going to get a nice run in behind for Regan, who's riding well. He comes through a strong race. I think he can beat number 13, which is Flying Sardine. Would have preferred the ground to stay further into the heavy range. She was really, really good behind Atlantica when resuming. Is a second up winner in for third. 14 Paperboy, he's really, really consistent. And then horse number 8, Simply Optimistic, going well. This is a little bit easier than what he's been contesting of late. 9, 13, 14, and 8 for me in the last. Harry, your best bet value, Courtney, and playing for Sandown Lakeside, please.
I'll make the best bet of the day, race 7, number 9, Gallinus. Value in that really tough race, race 6, number 1, Truffle House. Two ways I'm going to be playing the quaddie today. So the first way, I'm going to box up my top four numbers in each leg to be a bit safe. So 2, 3, 6 and 7 in the first leg, 1, 2, 3 and 5 in the second, 5, 7, 9 and 10 in the third, and in the last leg, 6, 8, 10 and 14. The other way, those four numbers in the first leg, field the second leg, as you mentioned, because it's so tricky. Stand out my best bet, Gallinus in the third, and then my four selections in the last. Play of the day, I'll have a Patrick Payne double to kick off the card. Race 1, number 2, Michelin, into race 3, number 3, Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Best of luck today, Harry. We'll chat in about 20 minutes or so.
Awesome. Thanks, Brendan.
Harry White there with his look at Sandown. My best bet, Gallinus, race 7, number 9. Value, I think we get it early. Race 1, number 4, Flying Agent for the quaddie. First leg, 2, 3, 6 and 7. Into 3, 6, 7, 8 and 13. Into 7, 9 and 10. Into 8, 9, 13 and 14. But as Harry alluded to, if you want to play the field in the second leg and stand out, Gallinus might be a way to make some money. Play the day, going to target an early quaddie. First leg, 2, 4. Second leg, 1, 6, 7. Third leg, 2-3-6. Bring it home with 1 and 2, the two fillies that both won on debut. Joining us on the line, Racing.com's representative today is Warren Huntley. Warren, good morning again.
Hey, where have you been, Brendan?
I've been sitting in the same spot. Sounds like you might be travelling around a little bit, though.
Heading into the studio for the .com coverage. Looking forward to it this afternoon. And, gee, race 7, number 9, Gallinus is going to be carrying a lot of weight. I heard yourself and Harry both make it your best. And, gee, I thought some of the flat races were competitive, as you guys outlined. And I've settled on him as the best, too. I think he can cope with the rise in grade. I know it was only Vincent Van Gogh that was chasing him last up, but he's run well again since. And he just looks like a horse with upside who we've got nowhere near the top of yet. So I'm with you guys as the best of the day, race 7, number 9, Gallinus.
Yeah, I think he's going to be carrying a fair bit of weight on for many quarties this Sunday afternoon. He's plenty of value around today, Warren. Have you been able to pinpoint a couple?
Well, I'm a bit like you in the last two. I thought Strategic Phil didn't have a lot of luck at a crucial stage last start. In an even race, I'd mark him shorter than the odds available. So on an each-way basis in the last, on a day where I didn't think there was a lot of value around, and as you said, the second leg of the quaddie, you can mount a case for virtually every runner in the race. So I'd be surprised if there's not value in that race, but finding the right horse is the challenge there when they've virtually all got a chance. I thought the value might be race 8, number 9, Strategic Phil.
Have you got some quaddie numbers for us, Warren?
Oh, map one out. I'm going with 3, 6, 7 and 9 in the first leg. I didn't go the field, but gee, if I go out, I'll be embarrassed. In the second leg, 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 8, 9, 12 and 13. Probably would have been a lot more sensible to just put the S letter there. 9-1 out for me in the third leg and home with numbers 6, 8, 9 and 14.
Best of luck today, Warren.
Thanks, Brendan.